Meet you and thank you for coming. I know almost all of you, so it's so happy that you came. Thank you so much. And we are very happy that Satchinandana Swami, our dear spiritual guide, Swami, and a very, very special person that dedicated all of his life to help people around the world. And also not just that, but he has shown how to do it with his personal example. How to be an exemplary devotee in the bhakti. So also he's teaching all the world around about meditation and chanting. So I'm very happy that he's going to facilitate this workshop for us, how we can go deeper and how we can understand kirtan and meditation and japa in a much deeper way. So he's going to guide us now. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for coming.
Let me see. This feels a little like a horse, you know. It's my great happiness to see you in such an environment. I mean, you must admit, this is better than anything you have seen so far. I heard this is a place or the little beach which the Bhakti Center with Premamurti and his wife, they use this every day as the personal place to do bhajan and to chant and so on. Very nice. I would just like to see, can you just, I don't know you very well, I only see in the evening three big lights on in my face, and behind it people who dance and who shout and highball, but I don't know your good name.
Yamuna.
Yes, Yamuna. You were introduced.
Mika.
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 From where are you?
Portugal.
Wonderful.
And Natalia.
Natalia.
Yeah, from Brazil.
I'm Saurabh from Varanasi.
From Varanasi. Wonderful. There is Magdalena Maria from Brazil, no?
Argentina.
Yes. Taruni Radha, I know. Your good name?
Lorian? Yes, from France.
Fantastic.
Matthew from New Zealand.
New Zealand, oh, yeah. Matthew, yes. My cousin, I think it's strange for you to hear this, but I have a brother who's married, and he has two sons and one daughter, and one is Matthew. So I'm the uncle.
And he imports honey from New Zealand.
And he actually imports honey from New Zealand. This manduka honey. Manduka honey, yes. big barrels of honey, yes. So Matthew from New Zealand, the land of Manduka honey. Your good name, please?
Victoria.
From Romania.
Andre.
Yeah, yeah. One moment. This one. Already,
no,
I'm.
No, no, you turned it off. Just
It was me.
Yeah, who did that?
Somewhere where my untechnical hands don't reach. Yeah.
Well, actually, maybe it was the battery.
Usually it's the India factor. Madhava! Haribo! Krishna, Krishna. One moment, please.
Yes,
now I'm totally with you. So there was Victoria, and...
My name is Chris, I'm from Germany.
Welchen Teil?
Aus
Berlin. Ja, wir auch, ja.
I also know Matthew,
Ja, exactly, the honey. My Hanu, he's also known as Madhu. Yes. There's Luis, and there is Yorone, And you?
Marcel.
Oh, Marcel. Good, good, good. And our Mataji, your good name, please? Vrinda Kishori. Good. The rest is known to me. This is Gokishna, my assistant. We travel the world, actually, and for us, the greatest discovery in spiritual life is that Krishna is not far. Krishna is very close. He can be directly experienced in the holy name. And I wanted to speak about this. I wanted to give you a little, let us say, a little example from the many workshops and retreats which we do all over the world. He is, by the way, Banu Nandini. She is the really organizer. She has 20 offices in her head. Maybe not. Yeah, so first of all, I would like all of us to just see this beautiful scene and notice it. You may have dreamt of this, you may have aspired for this, to be at a genuine sacred place, to be at the banks of the river Ganga, where so many spiritual journeys started and ended. Just down here is a cremation place where the people who are very fortunate are brought for their last journey. Their ashes afterwards are put into Mother Ganga. So this is a very, you can only say it has nourished, Mother Ganga has nourished the spiritual inclinations not only of those who live at her banks, but of mankind. Not just known. The Ganga is known as a sacred river, a holy river. Even the rafters know it, that this is special. And we are here between two cliffs, two big rocks, and we have this time in our life where we come together from different parts of the world to do what is traditionally done at the banks of Mother Ganga. The traditional activities are spiritual activities, and it is said whatever you do here in terms of your spiritual life, that is amplified, multiplied many, many times over. So let me start with this. Let me start here at a certain point. I'm not sure if this is very comfortable, if you have to lean against the hill. It's not impolite if you sit like this and face the Ganga. It's also nicer if you see for yourself. You can just turn around, and then it's very easy for you to sit. You have the best yoga asana in the world, really. So yes, my dear everyone, let us fold our hands. Where is Gokrishna? He is yes. No, you are good. You're fine, Krishna. Yes, now he will come a little closer. We will chant the sacred syllable Om now, looking at the Ganga. And that sacred syllable Om, we will then turn into Ram. And it, you will see it is very good effect. Maybe Krishna Das, you could be so kind to put the thing on the midanga, perhaps, or a little high, yes? Good. See. So let us all sit in an upright position. Let us all tune in. To come here, we had to go through a rough path. Now we are sitting at the banks of the most sacred river. We have a little less than an hour, and we want to use this time in the most efficient spiritual way which we can imagine. I will talk, we will sing, and then I will ask you to share with a neighbor. It will be quite interactive, but first arrive here in the present moment. A deep inhale. Space now, we will soon chant another very powerful mantra, Ram, and it will be a rising Ram. When you start, you bring your attention down, and as you go and chant, you lead your attention higher to the heart, and finally you end with a long M, a resonating M. I will do it one time alone for you to hear the rising Ram. This was level one, we will go level two now. Very consciously bring the beginning of this Bija mantra down into the lower chakras, and from there very consciously bring it up through the heart and let it resonate in the hand and head. And it's best and easiest if you add a little melody to it. I will do it one time alone, and then we will do it five times together. Ram. the moon when it forms something like a sickle, you know, not a half moon, even less than half a moon, a quarter of a moon. So you place that moon inside you and start from that down point of the sickle, of the, you know, this half circle. You start there, and as you go up with the rising round, you go from the lowest point of the half circle, you go up. You will see it's very easy. I will once again chant it alone. Silence now, and let the sound reverberate. Try to hear the Ganga, the lapping of the waves. Bring your mind absolutely into this moment. Withdraw the mind from other thoughts and the drowsiness perhaps which you might feel in the morning. We end this introduction to our mantra worship by again three times ramming. So please a deep inhale. I think we all can feel the energy that is created by a mantra. A mantra has three levels. First, the level which is perceivable by our senses, like the ear, our hearing. Then it's the next level. It's a very subtle energy which you might feel in the heart as some lightness. And finally, for those who are progressing deeply into the treasure house of the mantra, they can perceive the deity, the divine personality, and they feel closeness to this. I think when we are in the evening chanting the mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. People, there are various type of people. Some are there for the musical experience, the group experience. But those who practice yoga, they can feel an opening of the heart area. Heart chakra is opening. Then we find perhaps also those highly advanced souls over there who can actually feel closeness to the Lord. That is why the mantra is, you know, an open secret. It is open for everyone, but these levels which you have heard about, they are to be experienced, and therefore, like any secret, it cannot be understood just by hearing about it alone. You have to enter the experience of it. A little while ago, we had a Kirtan Mela in Berlin, where our Berliner is coming from. We had a wonderful venue. It was an old church that had been redefined as an event space for musical programs. It was really very, very beautiful. If you want to see the photos, it's in Kirtan Mela. It should be there on the internet somewhere. And those who rented the place to us, they were Christians. They were first a little bit skeptical. Oh my God, this is very different, from a very different background than our Christianity. But as they came, they had to come. They were taking care of the place, and they were the caretakers. As they came, they were gaining faith. They ate with us, they talked with us, and they invited us for the next year again. But they had a question, and they were a little shy to ask this question because they didn't want to come over or across as fanatic people who were criticizing this. No, but they asked, "You all sing the same. Don't you have other songs? I mean, why always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, etc.? What is your thought behind this? Please explain. Is it healthy for the mind? Is it good? Or is some problem happening in the mind?" So they were genuinely and concerned asking this question, and I could understand the background in the church where you sing the many songs. So I said, "Don't worry, we have songbooks." And I took my songbook out. There are about, in this songbook, which is the shortest, briefest songbook I can imagine, there are about, I don't know, 800 songs. 800! Wow, so many! But this is an abbreviated form. We have really thousands of songbooks. Not thousands of songbooks, perhaps 50 songbooks, and each hold songs. But this is something else what you experience. Mantra chanting is not so much about poesy and poetic glorifications, in the sense that there are many words which are used. And the mantra is an open secret. You can compare it to a gateway to the spiritual dimension. When you go through a gateway, through a door, You don't need to change the door. You just keep the door, because you will experience something inside that is of a very variegated nature. No? So when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, my spiritual master called it an open secret. There are so many things that the mantra can show you, so many realizations which it can share you. It can help you really to discover what is inside of you, but which is totally covered. I would like to use the word, it can help you to do spiritual archaeology. In archaeology, you dig the layers, you go deeper, 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 and deeper, and then you find at some layers treasures of great value. So by this mantra, you have a gateway, so to say, or a process, you can also say, that takes you deeper and deeper for the real discoveries, which cannot be expressed in words even. No? This is beyond words. God or Krishna is he whom the mind can't think, whom words can't express. It's an open secret. So when you want to enter the chanting of the mantra, you have really three dimensions which will bring you deeper and deeper. First is the physical dimension, then is the dimension of the mind, and then is the dimension of the spiritual heart. In the physical dimension, you just take care that you pronounce the mantra as good as you can and you hear it. In the physical dimension, you sit and use the instrument of the body. And the mantra will come into the body, it will come on the ears and in the tongue. And then as you do this, you will go deeper and deeper to the next level. So let us chant now on the physical level. Everyone sit properly. Align your physical body. You're all sitting quite comfortable, I think. Yamuna. Yes, yes, yes. Now physical dimension. The spine is aligned. You roll back your shoulders to open your chest. Very good. Let's do a few physical breaths. And let us pronounce the mantra and hear the mantra. That's all. Make sure the vocal cords are used nicely, the tongue is nicely there, and your ears are there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please continue. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please continue. Very attentively. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna small, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continue, please. Sit properly. See that you breathe nicely in between. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. So now we go one layer deeper in our spiritual ecology. We have to engage the mind. You are really where your mind is. If you now think of your next meal, you are in fact not really here, but you are at the restaurant table before your idli and dosha and pizza. So you are where the mind is. This is very, very important. To harness the mind, to bring it back repeatedly when it starts to wander. Madhava told us yesterday, it's likely to do that, it will, it's its nature. But then to draw it back, so to say, and bring it to the river of the chanting, that is where you still the various activities of the mind. Yoga, citta, vritti, nirodha, no? Patanjali informs, the whole purpose of yoga is to still the mind. And then this is done, amongst other things, by focusing on a mantra. A mantra frees your mind, it frees your head. So now this time we will chant, but we will add the mind to it. We will focus it on each syllable. And my dear people, if it helps you, you can imagine you are reading the sound of them like you read in a newspaper. You go from left to right, left to right, left to right. You read the mantra, so to say, with your ears, not with your eyes. You can also read it with your mind, with your eyes. That's another thing. But for now, it's a purely audible activity. So let's enter the river by focusing the mind. All together, please. Deep inhale. Hare Krishna. From your sound that the mind needs to be more focused. Please bring the mind to each syllable. Each syllable of the mantra. Hare Hare.
Yeah.
continue, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
See the mantra as you would see a river. Slowly immerse yourself in the sound of the mantra, as if you go slowly into a river. Yes, very good. As you go into the river of sound, the sweat of the day goes away. Perhaps there's some dirt on the shoulder. It will also be washed away until only the river remains, the river of sound. Something is happening, no? So now, my dear everyone, third level. After aligning the body and aligning the mind, we will now come to the heart. Now, please don't think that this gets romantic here. It will perhaps get, for some of you, a little spiritually heartfelt. But when we speak about the heart, there are three hearts really, not one. There's the pump, which takes care that the blood circulates through your body. I heard it's 7,500 liters of blood that your heart moves in a day through your body. 7,500 liters. You can take a bath in that. Actually, it's not a nice idea to take a bath in this. But yes, a lot. That's the physical heart. Then there is the emotional heart, the heart where we feel hurt, when we are misunderstood, the heart where we feel this feeling of love, when we develop affection towards another person or also an animal like a dog. That's the emotional heart. When we die, when in Italy someone falls in love, he will say, Amore, and touch his heart. He will not touch his head or his guts. That he will do later. But in the initial blossoming of love, we touch our heart. Amore, amore, so much amore. That's the emotional heart. But when we do the mantra chanting, we want to go to the spiritual heart, no? The heart which is the seat of the eternal soul. It's the seat of where you are. You are not what the ego tells you. You are a German, a New Zealand person. Yes, in conventional language we ask from where are you to just see the group, you know. But we are not part of the ego world, although our ego wants to make a steady campaign to let us believe that You're not a man. I'm not a YouTuber Swami. I'm not a German. I'm not even what you see at the moment before you. An old, happy man. No, I'm not this. I'm an eternal soul, and I reside in the area of the heart. I'm there, and there is also the supreme soul, the Paramatma, not the supreme Lord in the heart. And when we say chant from your heart, we mean be real, be yourself, get out of the ego world. Therefore, we often hear this. And enter the real world, the world which is there in the heart, where you are and where the Supreme, who gives you life, who was with you before this birth and who knew your face even before this life. Ah, he knows everything. So we turn towards that Lord as we chant the holy name, and that is the third level. So this is very easy to do. Yes. We have our Madhava. Where there is Madhava, there is Mridanga. But can we hand the... Yes, you have skills to negotiate this, Sanjam. Yes. Even barefoot, no problem. So we will sing a very nice tune now, and I will guide you a little bit that you can discover your spiritual heart and chant from that spiritual heart. Is that a good idea? Devashika, should we do this? We should do this. So as a guide into this sacred dimension, I request you to sit properly, first level, no? Bring your spine up. Very good. You might like to roll your shoulders, to open your chest, so that you can breathe nicely. For a moment, center yourself. Feel your legs and relax. Feel your body, your upper body, back of your back, the upper back, shoulders. And as I talk you through, relax these portions. The arms, the hands, relax. Yes, the neck, back of your head, upper part of your head, relax. Now the face, oh my God, there are 33,000 muscles just to make our gestures, our face, relax all that. And know that inside this body, which is now relaxed, there are you, the one who has given the order to the muscles to relax. There is inside the heart, the soul, the self, the Atma, which has observed your outer environment. And just next to it, there is the Supreme One, the Supreme Being. So as we sing this now, be absolutely present with the body and the mind. Be totally present. And then know in your heart that I am with you. This I am is the big I, the Supreme Being, who knew you before you came into this world and who will be with you when it is time for you to leave this world. Turn to him by chanting these sacred divine names. Hare Hare, everybody please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
your hands in the folded gesture and try to access this space sent from your spiritual heart, where the soul, the real self, the real you, turns to the Lord and sincerely addresses Him in a prayerful or deeply absorbed way. Okay, so all together, let us chant 3 times all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare,
Follow you, sing, sing.
Ganga, 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 Ganga,
Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga,
Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga,
Ganga, Ganga,
Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga,
Ganga, Ganga,
Ganga,
Ganga,
Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga. And please raise your arms now in a gesture of receiving, of welcoming. And sing with me one more time. Everybody please. Ganga, 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 Ganga. Ganga, 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 Ganga. One more time please. Ganga, 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 Ganga. Ganga. Everyone, what we have now, what we feel now is, as far as we were permitted, or we feel, whatever we were permitted to obtain in our attempt to enter the open secret, to enter the spiritual treasure house of the mantra. And perhaps you now know. How will you describe what you feel now? How will you describe what is still to come? This is for some of you, I know you practice since 5 years perhaps the mantra, but there's so much to discover, and the road is very simple. You again and again go through the body to the mind into the heart. You again tell yourself, let me be present with the body and the mind, let me really be present here. And then you access these more deeper feelings where you express yourself really. In some ways, where you revive the numbed voice of your soul. The muffled voice, the voice which you only hear sometimes when you are perhaps in a very spiritual mood, or when you understand, oh my God, I blew it again, I really need to come back to what I was before. That little voice is mostly numbed, silenced. And if you go this road, it's so simple. Sit down, focus the mind, and try to awaken that numbed voice by speaking to, not to the world, but speaking to the more than the human world, not the divine reality. And you will see how the voice of your soul, like a person who has almost lost his voice, will become stronger, stronger, and it will resound through the whole body. You will be spiritually enlivened, you will be spiritually enthused, or you will become determined on your spiritual path, also patient. You will look for association that can help you to move forward. All these things will come by the grace of the mantra. Really, I know one of my friends, he was meditating on His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, and we saw yesterday the rock on which he was meditating in the Ganga, and he describes, he was meditating, he had received the sacred mantra Om, Om, and after he had done this the whole day, sitting there, I hope he had some sun protection, then he could, he must have heard the Maha Mantra before, or perhaps not. He describes he could somehow feel it from the Ganga coming, and he, and that mantra took him on a beautiful journey, where he was, which is just wonderful. So I also think here from the banks of the river Ganga, I don't refer to this place alone. I mean, you're here since a long time in Rishikesh. Take this gift of absorbed chanting. Don't do it like the Hare Krishnas do. They have a certain ritual. They have to chant so and so many rounds, and they often are just into finishing their quota. And they don't feel anything. I mean, many of them are very advanced souls, I should say. I just want to say, do it properly so that you can really access this deeper dimension, and you will see how the mantra will help you. I need to clarify my somewhat bitter or almost aggressive remark. What I wanted to say when I say don't do it in an institutional, mechanical way, that is what I wanted to say. And do it in a way that comes from your own place, where you are really there, that is from your heart, and you will see many things. Do you know the word align? In English, they come together, I think, in a most surprising way, and you will see, oh my God, I'm meeting the right people now. Oh, I'm reading the right passages in the right books. All this is arranged. My God, I'm in the flow. I'm in the flow, that will happen once you unearth that deeper dimension of chanting. You will enter a flow. When you are flowing in a river, don't get stuck on the left side or the right side of the bank. When you are chanting, in other words, there will be things on the left side and on the right side happening. On the left side there will be bitter thoughts about the world, or I'm disappointed, I'm hurt, I wrote this Facebook message, or what is it, the WhatsApp message, and it seems I'm bent, or hosted, or boasted, or ghosted, or whatever. How could this happen in my good life? You know, that is on the left side of the bank of the river where you can stack. On the right side, and I mean right now in terms of direction, left and right, there could be these feelings, wow, I'm having such a good time, wow, the pizza is really tasting, this must be God's arrangement. and then you get stuck with the so-called pleasant things. What this mantra has to offer you is something which the world cannot give you. And once it has been given to you, it's also something which the world can't take away from you. But don't make the mistake, like many people do. They get stuck on the left side, they start to get bitter and criticize, and the mind is in negative modus. Or it could come in the materially, so to say, fulfilled. I got so much money. My travels are going well. I almost hit the jackpot the last week and so on. No, no, just remain with the mantra. Remain with the message of the mantra. You are an eternal soul. You are part of the Supreme and Supreme Lord. We call them, I call him Krishna, no better word. part of Krishna, and I'm now on my journey. I'm now on my way. I'm on my path. And I don't get stuck left or right. This is what I wanted to say here. In concluding, I have two things I want to ask Premamurti to address you. You know him very well. Is he still with us? Yes, in a moment. I want to just give you a little tip. Whatever you have experienced in Hrishikesh, and I'm thinking more of the spiritual things, perhaps you also had to learn some lessons, maybe. One of us, my assistant had to learn a lesson. I also had to learn a lesson, which brings me forward. Whatever it is, let me express it differently. Whatever it is in the spiritual realm, you know, maybe an insight, maybe a moment when you chanted, maybe a moment when you meditated at the banks of the Ganga, maybe this moment, whatever, take it with you as the Ganga, the gift of Mother Ganga, no? The Ganga gift, the present of Mother Ganga, and build your life on that, and you will have a wonderful life. I thank you very much for listening to me so long. I hope it was not boring. All the best, and most of you see you this evening, no? For some more chanting. There's a verse, it should be chanted again and again, it should be sung again and again. Arenamayiva kevanam, no? The name alone is everything for me. Good. So, thank you very much, Hare Krishna, and here is Premamurti for you.